Dysart. I used to go to the Dysart because I used to, you know, the big house on the corner. They always say they call it Tommy Steele's, but I knew it before that, when someone called Philip Carr owned it. You've heard of Carr's Biscuits. And in the stable area there's a squash court.
Oh, really?
It's still there.
Yeah.
And one of my granddaughters was at school with the daughter of the people living there now. And you know, so I went there. And the mother living there said, well, come and have a look at it, you see. And of course it was all pristine. And when we went there, it was a sort of mud pressed earth floor. Not the court, obviously. So yeah, I used to play, I used to play a lot of squash there. You asked about, but I can't say, you know, it was, yeah, it wasn't bad, but I was never sort of involved in a squash club. I mean, frankly, we, you know, the only reason I thought of it, because we used to, well, at the time we rushed around in the squash court there, and we strode over to the Dysart Arms, which the whole thing was a waste of time. and that was just a pub in those days, of course.
Yes.
I knew the owner, it was a chap called Tyrrell, Jim Tyrrell, and had the Dysart Arms. He had a very attractive daughter, I remember. But it was just a pub. In the back there was a snooker table and all this. But we know the people who own it, who have it now.
Right.
But, because they used to live next door, and they moved. Oh, God, I've forgotten her name now. But Barney, the husband, yeah. Yeah, we go there sometimes. They've done a good job.